Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Well, John Landecker presenting the pride of Vernon Hills. Hi, Adam Kramer, president of Golden Tee Golf. Welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. So, we're going to be talking about Double Eagle, the new Golden Tee PGA game that merges two forms of golf entertainment in one. But first, I have to tell you, I stopped going to bars years ago. And it was long before the advent of the unbelievable Golden Tee golf game that you guys have, which is the number one coin-operated video game found in almost every bar in America. So today, I'm online. I'm looking around. I bet they got an app. Sure enough, they got an app. So I downloaded the app. I want you to know something. I'm not a golfer, but I have a brand new outfit. I played the game. It awarded me. I got to pick a wardrobe. I have unbelievable pants. You should see the shoes and a hat and a shirt. And I play under the name Johnny Parr.
Hopefully birdie or eagle you'll graduate to at some point, but par for now will do.
Par for the course, yeah. How in the world was this kind of game conceived of and put together? I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah. It is unbelievable.
It's a great story, and I'm very happy to. I've been with the company now almost 15 years, but this is an arcade game that is now 33 going on 34 years old, right?
Yeah,
and when you think about staying power in any industry, let alone a video game industry, arcade industry, that's almost unheard of. But the thing about it was when they were building Golden Tee, the original creators, Larry Hodgson and Jim Zielinski, who, by the way, are both with the company, and Jim Zielinski is still designing Golden Tee courses 34 years later. It's amazing. They were trying to build a golf simulator. They wanted to have you swing an actual golf club. It was before its time. They couldn't get it quite right. So they said, hey, let's try to figure out this technology where we can make it a sort of a thing that looks like a golf ball and have people hit it. And lo and behold, Golden Tee was born. I think one of the really cool things about it, just hearing you talk about it too, right? You have apps. We have new platforms. The graphics have obviously changed, new features. But the mechanics, the way the game plays, the way the game feels, which is so important in golf and video games, you name it, has never changed. Nor would we want to touch that. That is the secret sauce of Golden Tee. So for all the additions and bells and whistles and things that you do, the way it feels is just the way it felt 33 years ago, which is hugely important and something we're really proud of.
You know, I have to feel that maybe for a couple of reasons that the game has lasted as long as it has. And you've made reference to the fact that these kinds of arcade games really have a short lifespan, yet this one is 37 years going and going stronger than ever. First of all, I think there's a ton of golfers in the world. You know what I mean? Second of all,
absolutely.
there's a ton of drinkers in the world who go to bars. And third of all, you can get a thrill out of this game. You know what I mean? Me goofing around on the app today, I'm like, ha, look at that. And on the other side, you can't break a club over your knee if you get really ticked off.
We should add that, actually. I think it's a feature. No, I think at its core, what's really interesting about this is, if you look at the emergence of Topgolf, too, it's because it's a little easier, it's quicker, it's cheaper, and you can play around and feel good and not have to walk 18 holes. With Golden Tee, you can shoot par, right? You can shoot birdie, you can shoot eagle, you could shoot a round of 20 under. It's all well within reach, and I think there's something about it that you gravitate towards because golf is so difficult. It is so time-consuming. It can be very expensive. And so here, you can put $5 into a machine, you can have a beer, You can play 18 holes, and you may not be good at Golden Tee, right? There's all sorts of defined good, but you're going to be better at this game most likely than you ever would be at real golf the moment you step up to it. And I think that's very comforting, and I think certainly it's rewarding. And then you hit on something else in terms of how, you know, the staying power. The thing that I love to see, and I still love to see it, and we'll do it to research how we, you know, will develop, is the camaraderie. There is something really satisfying about watching a couple of friends maybe play to buy each other a beer after work, and the interactions. There's something, the community that has been established within Golden Tee, and just that feel of relaxation and competition. It's something really that's been the driving force behind it, is people's loyalty to the brand and obviously their loyalty to golf.
Talk about the Double Eagle. This is new, correct?
Yep. Yes. Yeah. So we, some of the most popular requests that we've gotten over the years, one of them was, can I play on real golf courses? And for the long time, it was no. We would create, you could play on Mount Everest, you can play in Egypt, but you can't play on real golf courses. So yeah. We've partnered with the PGA Tour, and now you can play real golf courses inside the game. And when I say real, too, we're taking, you know, data that's captured by drones, we're putting it into our system. Wow. Every bunker, every blade of grass, every tee box, TPC Sawgrass, the famous island hole, hole 17. It's exactly what you would see if you were to play that course, and maybe you don't have the money to play that course, or you don't live there. Well, guess what? On the Golden Tee PGA Tour edition, you can play it now. And I think it's the mix of real golf courses and fantasy golf courses that is so exciting for me, because it will hit all various players. If you want to play very serious, you can. You mentioned the clothing for your golfer, right? We've got so many clothing items. If you want to be serious, you can. If you want to dress like a clown, a literal clown, you can do that too. So I think that's the element that I've loved, and the PGA Tour has been wonderful, because they don't want this to be the uber serious golf game. They want this to be fun. They want it to be light, and they want people to be able to create their own experiences when they play. And that's been the really exciting thing about partnering with the tour, outside of all the different enhancements and graphical improvements and things you can do when you make a new game.
Plus, I think it's important to point out, especially in this stage of technology and algorithms, et cetera, that this game is manufactured in the United States.
Yes. All in Vernon Hills. We do everything in-house.
That's amazing.
And it's been very difficult, truthfully. This game was delayed in large part because we couldn't get our hands on parts, like the rest of the world, right? It's been really challenging. It's probably been the most frustrating aspect of getting to launch. But, you know, it's so we manufactured all in Vernon Hills. We've got two offices, one in Vernon Hills and one in Lincolnshire. They're a couple miles from each other. But we manufacture it all at our facility. It's something we've always taken great pride in. And yes, in the last couple of years, our practices and the things we've done have certainly been tested, like much of the world, in trying to secure supplies and deliver a quality product on time.
I've got some of the stats about the new game, the Double Eagle, which is a state-of-the-art cabinet, 90-plus fantasy courses, and a 55-inch 4K TV. I mean,
yes,
that's pretty sweet, I got to tell you.
It's beautiful. It is. Yeah. It's beautiful. When you look at it, certainly, I think people just, you know, want to feel the realism is an important thing for us.
Yeah.
We had not released a platform in more than a decade.
Wow.
So we're given the chances to make these courses look great. And I think the really cool thing about this is we've got some courses in this game, not just PGA Tour courses. We took a course, this version that's out now, it just came out, from 1999, and we recreated it, all new art, and it's beautiful. And it's a course that we had built that only a handful of people that have played, that if you look at now on a 55-inch 4K screen, looks, you wouldn't know it, right? And so it's that mix of kind of nostalgia and new that I think is crucial. But yes, in terms of getting people off their seat to give it a try, if they've not played Golden Tee, it really does start with the presentation of both the game and the cabinet.
So when would we see these in the bars and the arcades? Are they there now? Are they soon to be there? When would they arrive, and when can we look forward to it?
They are there now, and we've started launching the commercial games. So obviously there's years of golden teas still out there, tens of thousands of different versions of golden teas. But the PGA Tour version is out now. Certainly in the Chicagoland area, we have a ton, or at least a growing list. It's growing every day. GoldenTea.com has our Find a Game feature where you can go in, type your zip code, and it'll tell you not just how to get there, but where it is, but how to get there. Our app, too, you mentioned, we have a companion app with this piece, which will direct you right to the game. So it is really exciting. In building a cabinet building a new platform during the pandemic was also incredibly difficult because obviously getting your hands on anything at that point was challenging. Yeah, so it's been, and not along the way, by the way, for our challenges, golf saw a resurgence too. So as we sort of struggled and got our hands on parts, you saw golf really take on new life, and really in the last couple of years grow in popularity. So it was an odd bit of circumstances that we were really, really excited about. And yes, the biggest thing, we want people to get out there, see the game, play the game, and give us their impressions.
All right. Thank you. Adam Kramer, thank you so much for being with us. All the best to you and everybody out in Vernon Hills. Look forward to seeing that new Golden Tee golf game. Thank you.
Very much. Appreciate the time. Take care.
You bet. That's Adam Kramer, who is the president of Golden Tee Golf, the number one coin-operated video game. And be on the lookout for Double Eagle, which is the new Golden Tee PGA Tour game.